Good morning. Welcome to today's episode of Reflective Hours Mini Message of Hope. This is just a quick message of hope and healing to spread God's truth to all those who are in need. We're going to read a scripture, and there's power in this scripture. When we look at Mark 11, 23 through 24, the King James Version. For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. As far as healing, James 5, 14 through 16, King James Version. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And remember, Christ died on the cross so that we could be set free. By his stripes, we were healed. We have been healed. We just have to believe it and confess it with our mouths. We have the victory. We just have to walk in it. And as far as righteousness, the moment that you believe Jesus is the Son of God, fully man, died and was resurrected and ascended to the right side of the Father in heaven, and you believe that and you profess it with your mouth, and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, you become that righteous servant. Your sins will be forgiven. Because through his death, we've already been healed. We just have to confess it. And then he doesn't remember anything. He doesn't hold up a list and say, well, you did this and you did that. He sets us free, forgives us. And you're never too dirty to seek him out and seek his truth. And if you're a believer and you've sinned, and you have a little unrighteousness now, ask for forgiveness. Repent and turn, confess to him, and he will put you right back on that path of righteousness for his name's sake. Walk in freedom, walk in victory, and walk in power today in the name of Jesus.